This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studio. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining me. Zach, I didn't think I'd be this interested in OTAs, to be honest with you. I'm never that extremely interested, but I was getting on Alexander Johnson's Twitter account too, so I'm seeing stuff from him basically saying, hey, I'm not about the COVID excuses. There's other stuff going on here about players and teams opting out or whatever you want to call it. This whole thing is just very interesting to me, my man.
Yeah, it really is. And just like you said, no one's interested in phase one of OTAs typically, but this is different and for a lot of reasons. And there really is a lot to unpack when it comes to this conversation, especially with the Broncos, because yes, it does seem like the Broncos are just focused on the COVID reasons for deciding as a team to opt out. Now, there's still going to be some guys that will attend OTAs for the Broncos and precisely to collect their workout bonuses and some younger guys to try to make the team. But with the rest of the league, there's a lot more than just COVID that's impacting this. The NFLPA doesn't want in-person OTAs anymore. So this is a great reason where a lot of teams are using COVID as one reason why they're not going. But then clearly in their statements, they're saying, we don't believe that the level of play was changed and altered and diminished in any way last year. So they're really using this as a way to have it for a second year where no one partakes in in-person OTAs. And that they hope that has an impact on the future. But the Broncos' standpoint, it truly is just for COVID reasons right now. And what's interesting is after the Broncos put out that statement last week, leading the charge and being the first team to say that they weren't going to attend in-person off-season workouts, the NFL came out and said, okay, well, you said you wanted regulations on how this is going to go. Well, here they are. And the Broncos still, as a team, are standing by their desire to not attend in-person workouts right now. And Brady, here's the thing. This is phase one of the off-season workouts. This is not a big deal, really, until about a month from now. And that's when the guys start taking the field together and start practicing together. Right now, Brady, what we're looking at, we're just talking about lifting weights. And this next month, the guys are just lifting weights. They can do that at home, or they can do that at the Broncos facility as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that gets missed out on every year. It doesn't matter if it's pandemic mode or not. Every year, a player, a dozen players, half a dozen players, they always get grief, right, because they choose not to go to voluntary OTAs. There's a lot of guys that do it. There's a lot of guys that go, and we respect them for it. Rod Smith, pretty vocal about it last week, mm-hmm. saying, no, that would never be me. A lot of people are bringing up Peyton Manning on this day. Let me ask you this, Zach. Again, I have Alexander Johnson's tweet, linebacker for the Broncos, up, saying he responded to the statement on behalf of the Denver Broncos on April 13th, about COVID and the 19 and the concerns and all that. He tweeted, "Hell nah, I'm not with the COVID-19 excuses. Planned pandemic." He went on to say, "I'm definitely rocking with my team and support my teammates about not being in person based off all the other factors that help the individual players, just not for the excuses around a planned pandemic." Do you know how his team is really responding to his tweets or anything like that? I mean, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. And he's showing that, at least in his mind, there's more than just COVID going on. And now the Broncos as a team and the players don't want to come out and really harp on, the fact that the play was much better last year or was just as good last year, even without an off season, because the Broncos play was not good last year. 5-11 is not good. Fans don't want to hear that. But that is something that's also happening there. And from what I've heard, Alexander Johnson, he supports his teammates. And so there was nothing behind the scenes there with that. But you can kind of tell that, okay, yes, while the Broncos' public statement is saying that it is because of COVID, there are a lot of other reasons in order for the Broncos to not be attending right now. And it's very vocal what the NFLPA wants teams to do. They don't want players to show up right now. because they don't want in-person off-season workouts.
Very interesting. Of course, we saw too with Mike Kliss posting, Graham Glasgow, what Dalton Risner saying. Dalton Risner basically saying, "Hey, I've been here anyway. I'm working out anyway." I thought Risner kind of covered all bases on this, by saying, "Hey, I'm not like breaking the solidarity thing for the Broncos, but I've been here already. So why would I leave? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to continue lifting weights." I thought he handled that fairly well, saying, "Hey, I don't really care about the bonus as much." I mean, you can say that, sure, but he's still saying, "Hey, I'd still be here doing it." Is that a concern that you would see with the team? As the team, they spoke on kind of like in solidarity, saying we're not going to go. But then there are other players going. Where I think from the fans' perspective, that's not reading into this too much, goes, good on Dalton Risner, good on these guys. If Drew Lock goes, good on Drew Lock. But is that kind of hurt the team aspect of that, where they say, hey, I thought we were together on this?
Yeah, I certainly think it can with that. And then also the other thing you have to take into consideration with this, Brady, is what did we hear over and over again last year from coaches to players and everyone with the organization? We heard just how much the lack of off-season in-person workouts hurt the Broncos' young offense last year. Drew said it. All the offensive players said it. Pat Shurmur said it. Vic Fangio said it. Just how much that hurt this young offense. Well, that was the NFL and NFL's PA's choice last year to not do that. Now, it's the Broncos players' choice. So I don't want to hear that excuse this year if, in fact, the players do not attend any in-person off-season workouts. I don't want to hear it, because you made that choice this year to do that. And, hey, I'm all about being safe with COVID. I don't blame those guys at all. But you can't use that as a reason for poor play this upcoming year. And so what's really going to be interesting is once those in-person workouts where you can take the field come around in about a month, and you have a month of those, is the team in solidarity and coming back together, or are they still split up? Are there really going to be no in-person team true practices on the field? If there's not, well, that's going to hurt the team on the field and, like you're saying, from a team cohesion standpoint. But I think they could get this figured out within the next month, and that would be the best for the Broncos, is in order to get this young offense together and going. And one of the guys you mentioned, Drew Lock, he's one of four players with workout bonuses where you have to be in person. Now, I don't think you have to be starting today, but in the next few weeks you need to start in order to get those. Von Miller has $500,000 on the line. If he shows up, he gets that. Graham Glasgow, $100,000. That's the guy that you mentioned. He will be there. Dalton Risner, $75,000, another guy that will be there. And Drew Lock coming in with a $75,000 workout bonus, and he has been in the building this offseason, and he, again, is there today in person.
That's what I was going to ask you next, to kind of give me the watch, so to speak, of what you know. Like, okay, just because you're there, does that mean then you have officially signed up and you are there for OTAs? Or if you were there all along but you didn't, I don't know. Help me out here, Zach. So does that count? Drew Lock is now a participant of the voluntary OTAs.
Yes, exactly. He is a participant, at least for day one. He doesn't have to show up, but from everything I've heard, Drew Lock will be there, just like he's been all off season. He's been working out, putting in the hours, getting there early, and he's going to continue to do that. Just like we heard with Dalton Risner over the weekend. Dalton Risner, that's been his routine this offseason, is going in, is working with Lauren Landau, is being in the building. That's just the exact same thing with Drew. So he wasn't going to change his stance on this. And then Graham Glasgow, he wants that $100,000, and I can't blame him. So he will show up. And so, Brady, the big thing to keep an eye on here isn't necessarily who's there and who's not there today. It's who's there and who's not there in 1 month from now, when I believe on March or May 17th is when some in-person on-the-field activities take place, and that's what's going to be important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me ask you this. How much does this help Drew Lock's case with Broncos brass being there all offseason when it comes to him remaining the starting quarterback? And, of course, depending on might change the way the trajectory of what happens come NFL draft time.
I don't think it changes much at all. Now, it's great for the Broncos to see that Drew's putting the work in. But, Brady, that has never really been the question. No one questioned Drew Lock's work ethic last year. In fact, That was why he sat out the Saints game and wasn't allowed to play, was because he was in on an off day putting in extra work and then just didn't follow some protocols that needed to be followed, and then was forced to be held out of that game. So the work ethic has never been a question with Drew. And inside the organization, the Broncos know that. So I don't think that him working hard this offseason is going to change their thoughts. And from everything we've seen, and let actions do the talking, Brady, we've seen the Broncos be very interested in finding a significant upgrade at the quarterback position. So I think it's great that Drew's in the building, but clearly it's not changing the Broncos' stance much at all. They tried to get Matthew Stafford. They were in talks about Teddy Bridgewater after the Matthew Stafford deal didn't go through. And now there's just a lot more buzz on the Broncos trading up in the draft, and we know if they're trading up, it's for quarterback.
Well, yeah, I cannot wait for that draft. I'm ready for it, man. I love the mock drafts. Trust me, I've done my own, but I'm ready to see what actually happens. How about you?
And it really feels like we're entering draft mode right now, Brady. Like, yeah. It feels like, okay, we're 10 days out from the draft. This is when stuff really starts to happen. Now kind of the smokescreen season goes away a little bit because boards are actually being set. George Payton has a plan in place now, and you're getting your last pro day of Trey Lance today, which the Broncos sent Pat Shurmur to. And we've just seen so much commitment to quarterbacks from the Broncos. I think that makes the draft even that much more exciting with the opportunity to trade up to get a quarterback. There's going to be a lot of drama on that first day of the draft. If the Broncos wait till then, Brady, there's a chance that the Broncos fall in love with both Justin Fields and Trey Lance, and they make a deal with Atlanta to get to 4 before the draft happens. It's also something they could wait. If they only like one of those guys, they could wait until draft day comes. And when that 4th pick comes on the clock, if their guy's there, make a trade with Atlanta. But what they could also do, if they fall in love with Trey Lance, and they really like Justin Fields as well, from what I've told, if they move up, they could do it right now to get one of those guys.
Every week, I feel like there's momentum shifting one way or the other as far as maybe their interest in quarterback here, maybe the defensive side. What does the Zach Stevens meter tell you today, 12/38, 19th day of April, as far as leaning toward a quarterback for the Broncos? Somehow, some way, they get it done. They move up, whatever they need to do. What is your meter telling you?
Yeah, the meter, the Zach Stevens meter, I love it, Brady. It's just continuing to lean more and more toward quarterback, because if you watch everything, that's what everything has pointed to. They haven't made a single move at quarterback, but they've tried to make some moves at quarterback, and we know that they're going to make some moves at quarterback. Another thing that just points to that being in the first round conversation is today, Alex Smith, maybe the best option to lean back on for the Broncos if they weren't able to get a first-round quarterback. He just announced his retirement. So now there's no good free agent quarterback. So that means you're going to be using draft capital to land a quarterback this year, whether it's a first-round pick to grab your guy or whether it's trading, you know, a day two, day three pick for Nick Foles, I hope not, a Gardner Minshew potentially. Those are the routes that the Broncos are dealing with right now. So as more options just keep going off the table, that round one quarterback just gets more and more enticing. And they have gone to both of Trey Lance's pro days. They have gone to both of Justin Fields' pro days. They are putting in all of the research, and the buzz is just continuing to build, you know, publicly and behind the scenes about the Broncos being connected with the first round quarterback.
Oh boy, man, it's heating up certainly. And again, we started the conversation with OTAs, and then we went draft. That's when you know things are crazy around the NFL. We're starting there. Last one for you, Zach. We're talking about workout bonuses. How much do you think someone would pay to see you lift weights?
Oh man, I mean, if we're talking about any of these 4 workout bonuses, we're talking $75,000. I'm all in, baby.
I always tell Colfax, I'm like, I don't even think my wife would pay a dollar to watch me work out down there. It's just depressing. But these guys, I mean, I get it. Zach, my man, love what you do. We absolutely, it's a thrill getting you on the show each and every week. And as news breaks, you know, we'll be bugging you as we usually do, maybe throughout the course of the week.
Oh, I love it, and I really hope we're talking about some news. Otherwise, boy, there's going to be a ton of drama on night one of the draft.
No question about it, my man. All right, Zach, we'll catch up with you. We'll catch up with you next week. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, 41 minutes after the hour. OTAs, I've never really cared that much. I've never really been one of those guys, Colfax, that's like, oh, he's not going to OTAs. Uh-oh. Unless there's a chemistry problem. I remember. Oh, who was it? It was a receiver. Was it Demaryius Thomas? Was it Emmanuel Sanders? I'm trying to think of the receiver that... I think it was Demaryius Thomas, new quarterback. Maybe it was the Trevor Siemian year. I'm not real sure. I'm sorry. But they didn't want to go to OTAs, and I kind of made a big deal because I was like, okay, it's all about chemistry now. It's about gaining chemistry with your new quarterback because there's no more Peyton Manning. That was the transition year from Manning to Siemian. So that's bothered me. That's when it bothers me, when there's chemistry issues. Now, today, maybe not a big deal. Tomorrow, maybe not a big deal. It's lifting weights. These guys can lift weights at home. Or at the gym, whatever. They have the equipment to do that. Zach's right. In the next month or so, that's when it starts to heat up. However, there's still drama surrounding it for sure. I got to get to this story coming up next about Nikola Jokic. Rachel Nichols of ESPN has her thoughts on the MVP, and we'll talk about that. But next, I got to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash there, Colfax.